trees for me. Written by Safely Capricious and read by Flower Parish. This is a DC fic, rated for teen adult audiences, featuring the relationship Jason Todd / Slade Wilson.
Ready or not, here I come, you can't hide. Gonna find you and take it slowly. Ready or not, here I come, you can't hide. Gonna find you and make you want me.
Slade lands flat on his back, breath knocked out of him, and belatedly recognizes that he should have taken Billy's warning about Ivy's new sidekick a little more seriously. In his defense, he was imagining a tween or teen growing at most some flowers. Maybe a vine, not a man growing a tree. And then hitting him with the tree. And then just leaving the tree on him. A tree that's heavy enough that Slade can feel his ribs trying to heal, even as they continue to be broken by the weight. Slade just lays there for a second, tree on his chest, before he gets his breath back and pushes it off. He stays there, though, as his ribs heal, because the threat isn't right up against him, and also he's not sure how to fight against tree. Also, in his defense, all that Billy had told him was that Ivy had a new sidekick, and that said sidekick seemed to view the street kids as protectively as Ivy viewed plants. And Slade had thought that since this job didn't have anything to do with kids, a mobster to kill, a pretty easy in and out, with a massive payout, there wasn't much chance of him running into said sidekick. Slade's ribs are healed, and he realizes that his spine is still healing. Shit, that fucker fractured his spine with a tree. He really hopes no one got that on camera. It'll be fine in a second, of course, but he wasn't expecting to get taken out quite that effectively. He's going to have to start adding Gotham surcharge to his contracts. Previously, the bat had been his only concern, and the weather was always shitty, but avoiding the rogues gallery was fairly straightforward. Or it had been. Last time he'd come through, Catwoman's new sidekick had kept stealing his weapons. He was pretty sure that she was just toying with him, which definitely hurt his pride, but he'd since learned that she was the kid of Shiva, and allegedly supposed to be a perfect weapon, so he was just going to be glad he'd only gotten toyed with by the Black Cat. And this time, he has Poison Ivy's sidekick taking him out with trees. Ivy doesn't even grow trees. At least the why he can understand. He hadn't realized the alleyway was holding a host of homeless children until he'd already dropped into it. And then they'd screamed. And then, like that was all it took to summon him, there had been a tall man standing there, skin patchy green and brown, hair dark with a bright slash of green in the center, eyes so green they glowed. And then there'd been a tree, and now he was waiting for his spine to heal. His ears stop ringing first, and he can hear chatter from the kids that the mostly naked man, apparently he is following Ivy in choices of fashion, is standing protectively in front of. Was that an oak? One asks, sounding genuinely unconcerned that the man had just grown a fucking tree through the sidewalk and then hit Slade with it. And that if Slade didn't have superhuman healing, he'd possibly be dead, definitely paralyzed for life. No, no, it's gotta be mahogany, right? Says a different voice, and then a bunch of kids start laughing. Slade is half tempted to kill them, except that, one, that's not actually his mission and he's not getting paid for it, and two, he's pretty sure he doesn't want to fight Tree Man without some more information. Like, what the hell? It was an elm, actually. Says a soft, gravelly voice that sounds like it's getting closer. Mahogany doesn't like getting thrown at people. The accent is pure Gotham, and normally Slade finds it grating, but this he finds oddly soothing. Maybe he has a concussion as well. He focuses more attention on healing his spine, Because while he's sure that with a little more information, or possibly just the classic of gun at a distance, he can definitely take the other man, he's not currently at a distance, and his spine still hurts. "You're not going to touch them," comes the voice of the man again, this time that soft tone down to a growl, and Slade forces himself to his feet before he can have a tree grown through him or something. "I have no interest in touching them," Slade responds, hand hovering over the hilt of his sword. The man pauses, blinks, tilts his head, and actually backs off. "Oh, you don't?" His voice is light again. "No." Slade is honestly baffled as the man, he has to be 6'2", maybe 6'3", and at least 200 pounds, blinks at him with wide green eyes and almost looks innocent. Which, given that he's in some sort of pants-only situation, is damned impressive. As are his muscles too, actually. "I've got a different job." He pauses, considers. The target of that job is an adult, to be clear. The man tilts his head at him, considers, then smiles wide, showing off that his eye teeth are just a little too sharp to look human as he stretches his, frankly, ridiculous arms over his head. "Oh, never mind then. Carry on. Have fun. Don't pollute. Sorry about the elm. Stop scaring kids." "Who are you?" Slade asks as the man turns around. The view from the back is just as good, if not better, than the one from the front. "Foxglove," he says, glancing over his shoulder and then winking. "Look me up sometime when you're not on a job." He does something that makes the muscles on his back flex, and the tightness of his pants shows that all of those muscles are flexing too, as he walks away. Slade feels like he's been hit by another tree. "I'm just saying," Dick says, swinging his leather-clad legs over the edge, "that he might not have known you were flirting." "Oh, he definitely knew," Jason says, reclining back against a dogwood he grew for the support, and because dogwood while hanging out with Stray always makes him laugh, even if the other man was shit at recognizing plant life. But even with his mask on, Slade had appeared flustered. He definitely knew, and it definitely worked. He wonders if he can get Cass to steal something from him again, only not to give it back and give it to Jason instead. Jason had seen Deathstroke's face a few times, last time he'd been through town and Cass had been teasing him. And also the time she'd gotten him soaked with a bucket of water because Dick was teaching her bad habits. The man had bristled like he was a cat, but the shirt he'd been wearing had molded to his body with the water, and it had been a good look. Jason had definitely planned to introduce himself the next time he saw him, but then he'd thought he was going after Jason's kids, and... "Do you really think hitting him with a tree was a good idea?" Dick starts to pick at the crumbling brick with the claws on his gloves, and Jason is reminded why they never hang out in the park. Damn cat just tries to mark everything up, and then Ivy and Selena fight, and it's a whole thing. "I mean, I thought he was after the kids." He shrugs, twisting a twig between his fingers. "Yeah, but how are you going to top that next time?" Dick asks with a laugh. Jason swears, because he hadn't really considered that. But fuck, how do you top knocking someone over with a tree? Well, he's got at least a little bit of time to figure something out. The end.
Not, here I come, you can't hide, you know the, you gonna know find.